Great nations often reflect great character and purpose, but when their morals and values decline and decay, their days and years are numbered. When families are strong and teach their children true values and godly character, the nation is strong. But when states and nations neglect traditional family values and standards, their judgment day looms larger. How incredible it is when states and nations reject the Ten Commandments. We even prohibit posting the Ten Commandments in our public buildings. Amazingly, even many religious people approve of immoral, sinful conduct and behavior. Are we in the Western world headed toward a moral meltdown? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Many in the Western world consider themselves religious. The Gallup Research Group reported the following, quote, "Since 1952, Gallup has asked Americans how important religion is in their lives. The most recent survey shows 55% say religion is very important to them, and another 28% say fairly important. 16% of Americans say religion is not very important to them. How important is religion to you? And upon what is your religion based? On tomorrow's World Program, we challenge you to study your Bible and to prove all things to yourself. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 tells us, test all things, hold fast what is good. Or as the King James Version puts it, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Historically, the Bible has been very important in determining moral values in the United States and other Western nations. British historian Paul Johnson, in his essay, God and the Americans, described our historic background. Quote, "Hence, though the Constitution and the Bill of Rights made no provision for a state church, quite the contrary, there was an implied and unchallenged understanding that America was a religious country. That the Republic was religious not necessarily in its forms, but in its bones. That it was inconceivable that it could have come into existence or could continue and flourish without an overriding religious sentiment pervading every nook and cranny of its society. This religious sentiment was based on the Scriptures and the Decalogue, was embodied in the moral consensus of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and manifested itself in countless forms of mainly Christian worship," end of quote. Notice that American morality was based on the Scriptures and the Decalogue. In other words, the Bible and the Ten Commandments. Are we living by the biblical values and principles today? Or are we facing America's moral meltdown? On today's program, we'll explore the answer to that question, and we'll be offering you an encouraging, inspiring free booklet that will help you and your family live successful and fulfilling lives based on the Bible. It's titled, The Ten Commandments. This booklet will help you see the application of the Ten Commandments in the 21st century. You and your children need these positive principles and biblical precepts. Be sure to write down the phone number on your screen. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Historically, marriage and the family have been the building blocks of societies and nations. When men and women transgress the Ten Commandments, when they practice adultery and unfaithfulness in their marriages, the family unit suffers. For a period of time, the Roman Empire emphasized strong families, but the character of individuals and families declined. Historians have documented the decline in character and morality that contributed to the empire's demise. In his book, Ancient Education and Today, E.B. Cassell wrote, quote, "Added to this initial cause of family disruption, that is the increasing absence of traveling businessmen from their families, was the consequent easy attitude to the marriage tie, the increasing frequency of divorce, and the growing freedom and laxity in women's morals, all of which ended in a loosening of the old family unity in which the best in Roman character had its roots," end of quote. Will our Western civilization follow the pattern of Rome's decay? The historian Jerome Carcopino quotes the Roman author Seneca, who observed, quote, "They divorce in order to remarry. They marry in order to divorce," end of quote. That's Daily Life in Ancient Rome, page 100. While the divorce rate in the United States has recently been declining somewhat, the statistics are still sobering. A Time magazine article titled "Divorce, the Debate" gave the following divorce data. Quote, "More than 40% of first marriages end in divorce. Total number of divorced adults grew from 4.3 million in 1970 to 20 million today. Married population dropped from 72% in 1970 to 60% today," end of quote. The top eight nations with the highest rate of divorce as percent of all marriages are as follows. Russia, 65%. Sweden, 64%. Finland, 56%. Britain, 53%. The U.S., 49%. Canada, 45%. France, 43%. And Germany, 41%. In June 2001, the total population of Australia over the age of 15 was 15.4 million, an increase of 38% since 1981. The Australian Bureau of Statistics, ABS, reports that the 2001 population of 15.4 million, quote, was comprised of 4.9 million never married, 8.4 million married, 940,000 widowed, and 1.1 million divorced persons. The largest proportional increase over the past 20 years was in the divorced population, increasing by 172% between 1981 and 2001, end of quote. What a sad commentary on the family stability of those nations. I think we all realize that media and an immoral culture contribute to this instability. The character of many nations weakens. Why? One reason is that our societies increasingly reject biblical teachings, particularly the Ten Commandments. If everyone kept the fifth and the seventh commandments, societies and nations would experience stable and happy families. The fifth commandment states, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." That's Exodus 20, verse 12. The seventh commandment states, "You shall not commit adultery." That's in Exodus 20, verse 14. God will severely judge and punish peoples and nations that embrace immoral behaviors such as fornication and adultery. The consequences of sexual immorality can be disastrous to a nation. China Xinhua News Agency reported on the devastation facing Zambia. Quote, "According to figures released earlier by the Ministry of Youth and Child Development, there are an estimated 1.2 million orphans and vulnerable children in the country out of its over 10 million population. About 75,000 are on the streets, while close to 600,000 are engaged as child laborers," end of quote. More than half of Zambia's orphans are AIDS orphans. Their parents died of the disease, and many orphans are themselves infected with HIV. Former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda appealed to African leaders. He stated, quote, "Many families in Africa are Christian. African leaders have to preach the Ten Commandments to them. They have to love neighbors and avoid adultery," end of quote. President Kaunda's advice is godly advice. We all need to love our neighbors and avoid adultery. We all need to preach and keep the Ten Commandments. My friends, when our government prohibits the posting of the Ten Commandments in public buildings, we are nationally headed for a moral meltdown. But we individually can learn the true way of love toward God and love toward neighbor. We simply need to practice the Ten Commandments in the 21st century. To help you in your study of the Bible, I'd like to offer you our exciting and inspiring free booklet, The Ten Commandments. This booklet will help you and your family apply God's law of love. You'll learn about the positive applications of these great laws. As Jesus said to the rich man, "If you will enter into life, keep the commandments." That's in Matthew 19:17. Jesus then mentions several of the Ten Commandments. This booklet will help you personally, and it will help you in your teaching your children true biblical values of living. You need this inspiring booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Ten Commandments.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5583. That's 1-800-934-5583. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
As we saw in the first part of our program, former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda appealed to African leaders. He stated, quote, "Many families in Africa are Christian. African leaders have to preach the Ten Commandments to them. They have to love neighbors and avoid adultery," end of quote. Will our national and religious leaders in the Western world warn their peoples accordingly? There is too little of this kind of leadership in the West, and we will pay the price nationally. But while national leaders are failing their godly responsibilities, we can make changes individually. We need to ask ourselves, what is our attitude toward sexual practices? And what attitudes do our friends and family express toward sexual practices? God created sex for marriage and for intimacy, romance, and love in marriage, and to build a family. God's way is the way of joy, peace, giving, serving, caring, and loving. What does your Bible say about marriage? If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews 13, verse 4. "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled." God created sex for marriage. Husbands and wives who love one another and who are committed to one another know the joys of intimacy that God intended. But let's read the rest of the verse. Hebrews 13, verse 4. "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled." Now listen to this. "But fornicators and adulterers God will judge." How many millions are facing divine judgment and punishment? My friends, if you have a problem with sexual immorality, you need to repent. That means that you acknowledge your sin before God, and it means that you change your behavior and quit sinning. God will forgive you if you truly repent and accept the sacrifice of Christ for your sins. Confess your sin to God. When ancient King David committed adultery with Bathsheba, the prophet Nathan convicted David of his sins. David did not try to justify his sin. He confessed his sin. This is what he prayed. Psalm 51, verse 1. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." David prayed wholeheartedly. You need to do the same. Notice how David plainly confessed his sin. Verse 3. "For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge." Yes, God can have mercy on you if you repent and change. You will need to resist temptation. Jesus also taught us to pray in the outline prayer or the model prayer, "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." That's in Matthew 6, verse 13. My friends, too many men and women are not seeking God to help them from the temptations of sexual immorality. Newsweek magazine asked, quote, "Just how many married women have had sex with people who are not their husbands?" It's hard to say for sure. Couples therapists estimate that among their clientele, the number is close to 30 to 40% compared with 50% of men. And the gap is almost certainly closing. The best interpretation of the data, the cheating rate for women is approaching that of men, end of quote. What does your Bible reveal about adultery? My friends, the Bible is very plain. Turn in your Bible to James, the 4th chapter. The Apostle James reveals the reason for wars, and he indicts those who are lustful. James 4 and verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures, or as the King James has it, on your lusts. Now listen to this, James 4, verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. My friends, you do not want to make yourself an enemy of God. And yet our modern Western world increasingly rejects the Ten Commandments and continues its slide into immorality. Just how bad is it? As we saw earlier, the Barner Research Group surveyed 10 moral behaviors among Americans. In its November 3, 2003 report titled, Morality Continues to Decay, Barner Research reported that 60% of Americans believe that cohabitation is, quote, morally acceptable, end of quote. Incredible! Many believe that sinful behavior is morally acceptable. The amazing thing is, even some religious groups approve of cohabitation. Barna defines cohabitation as, quote, living with someone of the opposite sex without being married, end of quote. The report states, quote, the biggest gaps between Protestants and Catholics were found in relation to cohabitation, deemed morally acceptable by 50% of Protestants and 66% of Catholics. Sexual fantasies, 51% and 63% respectively. And gambling, 52% and 70% respectively. End of quote. Amazing. Even some professing Christians approve of biblically defined immoral behavior. Let's understand. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines fornication as, quote, consensual sexual intercourse between two persons not married to each other. And adultery is defined as voluntary sexual intercourse between a married man and someone other than his wife, or between a married woman and someone other than her husband. And yet today, millions of men and women just follow along with an immoral society and commit fornication and adultery. Unmarried men and women live together cohabiting, as it's called, committing fornication. The first century city of Corinth in Greece was a center of worldwide commerce, but was also a center of paganism, idolatry, and sexual immorality. Many Corinthians repented of their sinful lifestyle and became Christians. The Apostle Paul warned them against the temptations of their day. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. My friends, are you practicing any of those behaviors? God says that none of those individuals will inherit the kingdom of God. Some of the Corinthian Christians had repented of those lifestyles and sins, and they were forgiven. The Apostle Paul continues in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. A national poll by Environics Research in the summer of 2003 reported that, quote, currently just over half of Canadians, 53%, strongly 28%, or somewhat 25%, support same-sex marriage. These ungodly trends will bring God's judgment on us unless we repent individually and nationally. The enormity of these trends, including the nationwide push for the recognition of same-sex marriage, has led to a conservative move to amend the U.S. Constitution. Most recently, in January 2005, 25 of the 100 senators co-sponsored the Marriage Protection Amendment, which would define marriage as a union between a man and a woman for purposes of federal law. The amendment states, quote, "Marriage in the United States shall consist only of the union of a man and a woman. Neither this Constitution nor the Constitution of any state shall be construed to require that marriage, or the legal incidents thereof, be conferred upon any union other than the union of a man and a woman." End of quote. Here we are in the prophesied end times. Who would have imagined that it would be considered necessary to amend the U.S. Constitution to define marriage? And who would have imagined that there would not be enough support in the Senate to pass a bill affirming that marriage is a union between a man and a woman? Also, several states are debating whether to do as Massachusetts has done and establish same-sex marriage. Other states, like Vermont and Connecticut, now allow what they call same-sex civil unions. These offer most of the civil benefits of marriage without using the word marriage. Several other states, including California, New Jersey, and Maine, allow some form of same-sex domestic partnership. Still, in 40 states, the law actually forbids marriage between same-sex couples. How many states and nations will yet disagree with God and the Bible? The Creator of marriage, Almighty God, and His Son, Jesus Christ, have given us the principles, laws, and precepts that produce lasting peace and happiness. The two great commandments are to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. You can read that in Mark 12, verses 28 through 30. The first four of the Ten Commandments show us how to love God, and the last six commandments show us how to love our neighbors. My friends, you need to study the Ten Commandments, and you need to teach them to your children. To help you in your study of the Bible and God's way of life, I'd like to offer you our exciting and inspiring free booklet, The Ten Commandments. This booklet will help you and your family apply God's law of love. You'll learn about the positive applications of these great laws. Just think, if our nation kept just one of the commandments, our whole society would change remarkably. This booklet will help you personally, and it will help you in teaching your children true values for living. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Ten Commandments.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5583. That's 1-800-934-5583. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
On today's program, we've been discussing America's moral meltdown. The majority of Americans have put their stamp of approval on several immoral and sinful behaviors, as we've seen. The Barna Research Group reported that 59% of Americans approve of sexual fantasies. Are you misusing your mind in this way? Jesus himself revealed that we can sin in our mind even without illicit sexual contact. Some religious people think that they can indulge in sexual fantasies without sinning. Carnal thoughts, including lustful thoughts that obsess about sex, are sinful. Turn in your Bible to Matthew 15, verse 18. Jesus said, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." Those of you watching this program who indulge in evil thoughts, pornography, or any sexual vice for that matter, need to repent. You need to quit sinning. You need to take drastic action to prevent your easy access to sexual temptations. The Apostle Paul gave this urgent instruction in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 18. Read it in your own Bible. "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Sadly, our Western world is headed down a moral toboggan slide. What's the solution? We need to repent nationally and individually of our lustful, sinful lifestyles and attitudes. We need to get back to the Scriptures and the Ten Commandments. Many years ago, in 1975, a television reporter asked me my appraisal of American morality. I answered even then that morality and godly character among Americans had declined because biblical values were declining. When the nation reads the Bible and practices its precepts, it will prosper. But great neglect of the Bible and its teaching will continue to produce moral decline and eventually national destruction. The great American statesman Daniel Webster gave this warning about our national future. Quote, "If there is anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me an early love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." End of quote. My friends, our Western nations are neglecting and increasingly rejecting the instructions and authority of the Bible. We need to study the Bible and practice the way of life taught by the apostles, the prophets, and our Savior Jesus Christ. They taught God's law of love, the Ten Commandments, and their spiritual application. As Jesus said in Luke 4 and verse 4, it is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Be sure to request your free copy of our inspiring booklet, The Ten Commandments. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5583. That's 1-800-934-5583. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.